This is Akashvani. In the weekly program Current Affairs, now we bring you a discussion on significance of small industries in boosting Indian economy. The participants are Anil Padmanabhan and S.P. Sharma, economic analyst. Moderator is Nishit Kumar.
Every year on August 30th, India dedicates the National Small Industry Day to honor and acknowledge the vital role played by small industries in nation's economic advancement. This event serves a platform for both the central and state governments to underscore the commitment to fostering and sustaining these foundational businesses which serve as the backbone of India's economy. Beyond fueling economic growth, these small-scale enterprises significantly contribute to job creation for a substantial segment of population. The official theme for the MSME Day 2024 is Leveraging Power and Resilience of the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises to Accelerate Sustainable Development and Eradicate Poverty in Times of Multiple Crisis. And to discuss about the same, we are privileged to have been joined in by Anil Padmanabhan and S.P. Sharma, Economic Analyst. Welcome to both of you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nishit.
Yeah, we'll start off with asking you, what's the concept of small industries and actually what's the significance of National Small Industries Day? Let's start with the concept of small industries. What's that? Anil, sir, you may answer this.
See, Nishit, there's a general historic context to the small-scale sector. So you go back to Mahatma Gandhi's time, from there on, there has been this great emphasis to nurture and grow the small-scale industry. Mm-hmm. But it acquired a formal status after the turn of this millennium. That's the time when they actually passed an act, which is very important because once you have a law, you get access to credit and you start getting recognized officially in the books. So that is where it started off. And the whole idea is to make growth very inclusive as opposed to being exclusive. So the small-scale industry, like you laid out in your introduction, is very employment-friendly and requires very low investments. And it can easily be integrated, both backward and forward linkages can be deployed. So it's something which is, in theory, on paper, a terrific idea. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it has not acquired the desired potential that it should. Presumably, things will change going forward.
S.P. Sharma, sir, we'd like to know about the significance or the origin and why it was actually decided to celebrate this National Small Industries Day on this very particular day.
As mentioned by Anil, that these are the major dynamic forms of the Indian economy, which are providing great support to the overall economic growth, because MSMEs serve as dynamic socio-economic development in the country. And these play a pivotal role in boosting entrepreneurship, particularly in these semi-urban and rural regions, thereby catalyzing economic growth and job creation in the country. You very rightly mentioned that why we celebrate the MSMEs, because MSMEs are major growth drivers of the Indian economy now, because these are contributing significantly, more than 30% in India's GDP, and at around 49 or 50% in India's exports, at around 33-34% in India's manufacturing processes, as these are more than 6 crores now in India and generating employment opportunities for more than 11 crore people. So significance of MSMEs in India's economy is robust and very strong. Particularly in the recent years, government has focused significantly for the growth and development of MSMEs. And there are a lot of reforms for the MSMEs during the last 3-4 years, particularly during the corona period and after the corona period. The MSMEs are supported significantly by the various reforms measures. And I would like to mention that there is a equal distribution of MSMEs in India, because 49% are located in the urban areas, 51% are in the rural areas, because they have created a great balance in the Indian economy as scattered throughout the regions and the states and the districts. And I would like to mention the new definition of MSMEs, because These are three categories, the micro, small and medium enterprises. And the first is the micro. The investment in plant and machinery or equipment, not more than 1 crore, and the annual turnover is earmarked at 5 crore. Then the investment in plant and machinery or equipment, not more than 10 crores for the small, and turnover not more than 50 crores. And medium enterprises, the investment not more than 50 crore and annual turnover not more than 250 crores. These are the new parameters for the MSMEs designed by the government. This sector is very dynamic sector, as they are very, very innovative and adopting the new ideas and growing at in a significant trajectory with the support of various reforms, particularly the ease of doing business, which has undertaken during the last many years, starting from ease of doing business parameters by the World Bank, then the ease of doing business by the states, BRAP ranking by the DBIID. Mm-hmm. So states are progressing significantly and improving their compliances and supporting the MSMEs to move forward and to become more and more strong and to participate more in the growth trajectory of Indian economy, which is now the fastest moving economy and is going to become shortly the third largest economy in the world economic system, and will attain $7 trillion size of the economy by 2030. So MSMEs are the major core driver of the Indian economy. I would say these are the backbone now of the Indian economy.
So, Mr. Sharma, you just talked about the MSMEs. Now, is there any significant or a technical difference between the small-scale industries and the MSMEs to say?
Yes, because as I mentioned, according to the definition, the small scale is on the basis of turnover criteria. If the turnover is less than 50 crores, then the firms are under the micro and small businesses. And if the more than 50 crores, then the firms are called medium enterprises up to the turnover of 250 crores. Mm-hmm. And if more than 250 crores, then the enterprises become the large enterprises. And the small enterprises are particularly are scattered actually throughout India, as I mentioned, that 49% is the urban and 51% is the rural region. So these are scattered throughout India. And many sectors like the textile sector, leather sector, gems and jewelry sector, all these sectors are majorly dominated by the small sector firms.
So can we say that the cottage industry that we see mostly coming from the rural areas, they can be bracketed under
textiles, that includes the cotton and all these related products within the textile segment.
All right. Mr. Padmanabhan, we would like to understand that what impact the SSIs, that is the small scale industries and the MSMEs as we say, rather the contribution of these two sectors in the country's GDP.
As Dr. Sharma just explained in detail, he even shared the contributions of the small scale sector at the national level. In terms of GDP, it's about almost little less than a third. Mm-hmm. And in terms of exports, like he said, it's about, they account for about 50%. So they are a hugely significant contributor to the Indian economy, and particularly in terms of employment. So it's a case of win-win for all if small-scale industries grow in India. Mm. Because not only does it benefit employment, it creates growth, it creates value addition, and basically it's equitable. Mm. So there is a great investment in investing in the MSME sector.
Right. We also heard the Honorable Finance Minister in this budget, as well as the previous budgets that she presented in the Parliament. She has actually kind of laid a bigger thrust on developing these industries. How significant do you see these announcements coming in for the growth of these industries?
Each of these announcements are very important because they're creating new building blocks for the future growth of the MSME sector. One of the biggest challenge that the MSMEs face in India is credit. Mm-hmm. According to the World Bank, gap is estimated at about $300 billion. Now, the biggest problem is that traditionally lending has been done on the basis of assets as collateral. There, MSMEs come up short, which is why they would inevitably have to turn to informal and expensive sources of credit. Mm-hmm. But now there are two developments that have happened. One, the finance minister flagged in this year's budget, which is the account aggregator framework. The account aggregator framework is a tribute to India's digital public infrastructure, which basically, to sum up in very pithily, is a foundation of digital blocks created on the primary foundation of Aadhaar. Mm. So each element of a transaction, whether it's payments is a digital block, identity is a digital block, and so on. So you can combine any of these digital blocks to create any public good, to do public good at scale. So in the case of Aadhaar, we've seen billion times identity has been, you know, verified using Aadhaar, which is why you were able to do eKYC and bank 500 million people in the last 10 years. So now what account aggregator does, it acts like an intermediary between an individual's personal commercial data and the lender on the other side. And how do they do this? They basically look at data beyond your collateral. So cash flows, typically in an MSME example, they have pretty good cash flows and which can be verified in terms of GST invoices, etc. So which means any lender is secured about the credit profile of the borrower if you go through the cash flow means. So which is what the account aggregator does. It is turning the idea of credit on its head. Now just a few days ago on Monday, the Reserve Bank of India governor has decided to take this experiment to a different scale altogether. He announced the universal lending interface.
Yeah,
UL. Basically creates an AA framework nationally. So which means even rural borrowers can use that land or whatever assets or any, you know, cash crops which they have as collateral to get working capital loans. And please understand, Nishi, that the lack of working capital loans restricts the growth of the small and medium enterprise or even a small farmer.
Right.
They struggle because they don't have working capital. Once you solve for working capital, you see the kind of growth that emerges. Right in front of us is what these e-commerce companies have done. All of them are giving working capital to their vendors, which is allowing the vendors to grow their business, which is a win-win for the e-commerce firms. The bigger the vendors are, the better for them. So all in all, any move to improve the ecosystem or the framework or the circumstances for the embassy, particularly credit, is very, very significant.
Mr. Padmanabhan, you just talked about the problem that the small-scale industries face, especially when we talk about the credit availability, with most of the regulated kind of institutions kind of shying away or not coming really forward to provide them with the credit and all. As a result, they kind of moving to the unregulated sector, things that they have to face. Now, besides this, what other challenges, Mr. Padmanabhan, you see the SSIs actually face in their sustenance and, of course, growth? This is the first part. And the second part is, what could actually be done at the government level to address these concerns?
You said both questions I can answer with one word, I mean three words, ease of doing business. So which Dr. Sharma also referred to. There's been a lot of improvement in ease of doing business. But at the ground level, particularly at the states, this is still a challenge. So harassment, you know, by regulators at various levels adds further burden to the small-scale sector. Their compliance issues are extremely stringent even now. So there is a lot of red tape that can be cut out, which can improve their circumstance, and a little bit of out-of-the-box thinking, which we saw, you know, in great measure during the COVID period. If you recall, when the lockdown happened, almost the entire country came to a grinding halt, and the small-scale sector was particularly hurt because they could not, you know, offload their inventories or carry out sales. So they were squeezed for working capital. So the Reserve Bank of India stepped in and started giving guarantees whereby the working capital was released for those MSMEs who have access to formal credit. So similar out-of-the-box thinking is required. The account aggregator framework is one. The ULI is another. But taking care of red tape is highly critical. I think it's time this country took to this very seriously, especially at the level of states.
Dr. Sharma, let me come to you. We would like to know that what role actually have these SSIs and, of course, the MSMEs, as we say, the economic role that is played by, and I would like to know mostly about the role they have played in the past 10 years or so in actually boosting the economy and putting that up at some level.
Yes, there is a great sea change in the growth of MSMEs, I would say, during the last, particularly for the ease of doing business. As Anilji rightly said, that ease of doing business is very strong at the macro level and percolating at the small scale sector also. But there is a need to percolate more at the factory level. Ease of doing business must happen in the factories so that they are able to deploy more and more workforce in their respective premises to move forward and to become more and more strong and to connect with the global supply chain. So some of the major issues for the MSMEs right now are connectivity with the global value chain so that they are becoming more robust and are able to export more in the global export trajectory, as many of the MSMEs are dependent on the large scale, large enterprises to connect with the global supply chains and to penetrate their exports in the global market. And the marketing problem of the MSMEs is also needs to be solved, because sometimes because of the lesser manpower, they are not able to connect more with the marketing aspect. So they need some handholding, particularly in the foreign countries when there is some lack of larger manpower in their respective factories. So going ahead, I think if we support the MSMEs significantly in the coming times also, as the government has supported during the last 4 or 5 years, then there is a lot of potential to move forward and to enhance MSME share in the GDP. Because in many countries, in advanced economies or many European countries, the share of MSMEs is more than 50%. So there is a lot of scope to enhance this trajectory to the level of 50-60%, because now the MSMEs are becoming robust and contributing significantly in India's growth trajectory. As mentioned by Anilji, that some finance issues are there for the MSMEs, though many of them are resolved by the government during the many steps, like during the coronavirus, there was a scheme of ECLGS, Emergency Credit Line Guarantee Scheme, which helped significantly to the MSMEs, because I am representing the industry body. So I was discussing day to day with our enterprises, because we have a large number of MSMEs in our segment. More than 70% of the members are from the MSME segment in the BSBCCI. So they were very happy with this scheme, that they are significantly supported, and they are, earlier they were facing the problem of working capital. But with the support of ECLG scheme, they were supported significantly, and they were able to tackle the headwinds of the coronavirus and shortage of the working capital. So going forward, I think there is a need to focus more on the cost of doing business for the MSMEs, because still sometimes they are not able to get their adequate price cost margins because of the high cost of production, like the cost of power, cost of capital, as that is prominent cost of capital is a major thing for the MSMEs. Then the capital cost of compliances, which the government has undertaken a lot of steps to reduce the compliance cost, and they have removed more than 40,000 compliances from the system, so that ease of doing business becomes an actual reality for the small scale sector. Then the logistics, again, a major cost, which is now coming down with the lot of efforts with the new logistics policy of the Government of India. Now the logistic costs are estimated at around 9-10% of GDP. Earlier these were 14% of GDP. Then the cost of land, like the government is now very, very proactive to develop the clusters, like the cluster. There are many clusters related to the particular segments of the production processes, like the somewhere areas like the pharmaceutical clusters, then the automobile, then gems and jewelry. So I would say reforms are intact, and going ahead we have to support more MSMEs so that they are able to generate more employment, because there are more than 6 crore MSMEs. So if we support more than MSMEs, then if they create one employment in their respective premise, then the more than 6 crore employment opportunities are created from the 6 crore MSMEs in the coming times. I would say that is the simple thing, that MSMEs hold a lot of potential to move forward and to create employment opportunities for the growing young population.
Right, Mr. Sharma, you just mentioned about the potential that it promises. So my next question actually is concerned with that only. You and Mr. Padmanabhan as well, earlier you mentioned about the challenges that they face, be it the compliance or the credit, the land, and of course the big one, the red tapeism, as Mr. Padmanabhan rightly said. So if at all we are able to iron out these, you know, these crumples, if we may say, how are we going to see the SSIs and the SMEs kind of growing in the coming times, and the potential actually which it holds, especially when it comes to, of course, manufacturing and employment generation and so on and so forth?
Yes, I would say that MSMEs, if supported significantly, then they are the major growth driver of Indian economy, that our vision of Viksit Bharat will become practical only if we are supporting the MSMEs and they are contributing significantly to the growth trajectory of Indian economy. Our size of economy, like we are talking about 5 trillion, then 7 trillion, then 10 trillion, and many organizations are anticipating that India's size of the economy will more than $30 trillion by 2047. That is true, but we have to support the MSMEs to create the employment opportunities, because they have great potential to create employment in their respective premises. If the ease of doing business happening significantly in their premises and the cost of doing business is addressed with the lot of efforts that the government is already doing to reduce the compliances, to reduce the cost of power also, because the focus on energy is very, very strong during the last few years, particularly after the coronavirus. There is a lot of focus on the green technologies, green and clean energy, and to reduce the cost of power. Then the cost of logistics, this is also becoming strong, and we have inputs that the cost of logistics is coming down. So potential is great, and MSMEs are now the new growth engine of the Indian economy, and they will enhance the manufacturing sector share in the GDP. As we talk about that, 16-17% is the share of MSME in GDP. So this will become strong only and only if we are supporting the MSMEs, particularly the MSMEs in the manufacturing. Because as we mentioned that at around 30% is the contribution of the MSMEs in the GDP, of which only 8-9% is contributed by the manufacturing, and rest is coming from the services. So we have to enhance the share of manufacturing MSMEs in the overall growth trajectory of Indian economy, so that the immense employment opportunities are created and new avenues are created for the growing young population in India.
Mr. Padmanabhan, coming to you, we talk of the support that the government must provide to the SSIs and MSMEs, of course, to grow and bloom in the coming times. But we must understand that not everything and not everywhere the government would be there. Private hands and industry must also come forward to support and augment its growth. What do you think about it, and what's your say on that?
Nisha, that's a no-brainer, actually, because there's a huge win-win situation for India Inc. to foster and grow the small-scale sector. I'll explain in a minute as to why I'm saying that by giving an example. Look at Maruti Suzuki. When it started, it produced a low-cost car on the premise that the entire automotive support system will be created as vendors around the factory. They did not centralize the production. Thereby, they were able to keep costs down. Now, in the current world circumstance that we are in, or the growth circumstance that India is in right now, a decentralized supply chain is very critical. So if India Inc. has to grow robustly, they do need the small-scale sector as a key part of that strategy. Not because not only the small-scale sector vendor is also a customer, he or she. So which means it's a win-win situation. And if you look ahead, what are the growth areas we are looking at? You know, the biggest growths are going to come in electronics, telecom, IT, healthcare, pharma, media, and so on. In every sector, in each and every one of these sectors, because of the adoption of ICT, thanks to Digital India, most of the MSMEs are now coming up to speed in terms of the sophistication that they can bring to the table. So India Inc. has a vested interest. Forget about, you know, whether they want to do public good or not. But it is in their commercial interest to invest and grow the small-scale sector in India.
Right. So, Mr. Padmanabhan, talking of the other areas, what could be the new and the niche areas actually where the MSMEs and the SSIs have actually the potential to grow exponentially?
See, one niche, not niche actually, it is no longer niche, it's going to be sustainable economy. So whether you look at manufacturing, whether you look at services, every industry is going to be having a key element of sustainability built into this. In this circumstance where you have to make it sustainable, it makes eminent sense to make your entire supply chain green. And that is a huge opportunity for the small scale sector to recalibrate And the earlier instance where I talked about the use of IT or ICT in their skill set only adds to this. So going forward, it's not niche, but a lot of these are going to be mainstream areas, very rapidly growing sectors. I forgot to include education. So there's an eminent potential and scope for the MSME sector, which I believe is projected to grow to 1 trillion in the next 2 years. So yeah, there is a big market. There's a big potential right out there.
Yeah, so those are the areas. So now, conversely, Mr. Padmanabhan, what role do you see of technology, AI especially, and machine learning playing in furthering the ambit and cause of SSIs and MSMEs?
See, Nishit, AI is now a way of life, not just in India, but the entire world. So the faster you adapt to it, the better. And I was just looking at some reports. Among the top 5 countries who are adapting AI in a big way, India figures in them. Mm-hmm. So which means India is moving at the right direction. It just needs to broad-base the implementation. So we gave the example of universal lending interface or the account aggregator framework or Aadhaar. All of them are already employing AI.
Right.
So there is no way a manual verification or, you know, of an individual's identity can happen. Mm-hmm. So AI is already part and parcel of our lives. So it has to become embedded in the small and medium sector, which cannot be very difficult, especially if India Inc. integrates them into their manufacturing strategy or growth strategy. It should not be a big challenge. And the tech adoption by the Gen Z or various generations in India surprises us all. So the digital divide that we grew up learning about India is actually shrinking day by day due to partly advancement in technology and people's readiness to adopt it.
Right.
So I see a very good future for AI in MSME sector.
So very briefly, Dr. Sharma, where do you see the SSIs going in the coming days and how big a role it's going to play? Very briefly.
We are very optimistic that MSMEs, SSIs will grow robustly in the coming times with the support of many reforms undertaken by the government during the last 3-4 years, particularly during the corona and after the corona. So going forward, I think the role of MSMEs will become more strong, particularly in the manufacturing processes as we are adopting the new technologies, new innovations, and government has provided a great fund for the research and development activity. So with the support of these reforms, the future of MSMEs looks bright and their growth trajectory will remain intact, and they will be the major growth driver for the journey of our Viksit Bharat by 2047.
Right.
MSMEs will play a significant role to materialize this thought process.
All right. Thank you so very much, Mr. Anil Padmanabhan and Dr. S.P. Sharma, for having joined in and shed so much of light on the Small Industries Day and MSMEs. Of course, thank you so very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Nishit.
You were listening to a discussion on significance of small industries in boosting Indian economy. The participants were Anil Padmanabhan and S.P. Sharma, economic analyst. Moderator was Nishit Kumar. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92 89 09 4044.